The two Johns, John Kerry and John Edwards, that is, are campaigning in Florida today. Democrats seem generally pleased with Edwards' selection as vice presidential running mate, but we wondered how conservatives feel about the choice. Joining us now from Washington is Jonah Goldberg. He's the editor-at-large for the conservative publication National Review. And welcome to Day to Day, Jonah.
Thanks for having me.
Now, rave reviews from Democrats for John Kerry's pick. What are conservatives saying?
Well, I think, on the whole, conservatives think it was a good pick. I don't think that there are that many people on the right who think it matters that much, and I think there are a lot of us who see a silver lining. I mean, recall that conservatives, the rank and file of the conservative movement, loved Bob Dole picking Jack Kemp, but Jack Kemp turned out not to help at all because Bob Dole was an uninspiring, dull candidate. Most Republicans thought Bob Dole was a perfectly honorable guy, but no one got the fire in their belly to have this guy be president. By putting Jack Kemp on there, they fired up people. John Kerry is the Democrats' Bob Dole, and by putting a likable guy who talks in all of the flowery rhetoric that Democrats love and can sell it, I think is a smart move. I don't think at the end of the day it's the winning move, because vice presidents are never the winning move.
Well, do you think people will look at John Edwards versus Dick Cheney and draw kind of unfavorable comparisons to Dick Cheney in the sort of youth department, the vigor department, the idealism department, the new versus old, the future versus the past, that kind of thing? Is that something that conservatives worry about?
I don't know that conservatives worry about it. Conservatives really like Dick Cheney. I think, you know, people forget that this whole campaign is going to be fought over this tiny scrap of the electorate we call swing voters, independents, and the like. I think it's a sort of a disaster of American politics that we tend to focus our general election campaigns on precisely the people who can't tell the difference between Republicans and Democrats and who wait for the last moment to pay any attention to American politics. And these are the people who decide elections. But that's the way things are. And so, yeah, I'm sure the Democrats are going to say, oh, you know, John Kennedy this, John Kennedy that about John Edwards. But the question is whether or not the people in the middle, these last minute voters and undecideds, will buy that argument. The, you know, President Bush came out swinging yesterday when someone compared Edwards' advantages to Cheney's and went on and on and on about how good looking and how smart and how on his toes and pretty and all these sorts of things John Edwards is. And he said, and asked Bush what Cheney's qualification was. And Bush said, well, Cheney can be president. And I think that's a pretty good counterargument. So, you know, Republicans are going to cite merit and experience with Cheney. Democrats are going to cite, you know, youthful vigor, as they would talk about JFK. And the debate will be very interesting because, you know, Edwards is a good trial lawyer and he knows how to wow people on a jury and that kind of thing. And, you know, Cheney's not the most exciting guy in the world. But, you know, during the war on terror, I don't know that you want a particularly exciting vice president. It'll be an interesting contest. I think at the end of the day, whose ever campaign gets to write the story about what this election will be about wins, and the vice presidents will be seen in the context of that story. So if John Kerry is successful in saying this election is about letting America be America again and having nice social programs and whatnot, then John Edwards will seem like a brilliant pick. If George Bush is successful in saying this election is about the war on terror and the war in Iraq, then John Edwards will seem like an idiotic pick. And it'll only be in hindsight or in retrospect that we'll be able to say, aha, that was brilliant. Because basically what vice presidents are props. They help you tell the story that you want to tell to the American people. And if your story doesn't sell, then picking the wrong prop looks pretty dumb. And right now I just think it's too soon to tell.
Jonah Goldberg is an editor-at-large for National Review. He's also a syndicated columnist, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.